866-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney here, zigging and zagging all over the place. You know how we roll. Whether it's the left coast, the right coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between, the thing we really care about is the ripples from Washington, D.C. as we go inside the Beltway with Talk Radio News. For the first time, it's Benny Martinez joining us. Hey, Benny, what's shaking in your world?
Hey, Kate, it's the first time, but definitely won't be the last, I'll tell you that.
All right, awesome. You know, my nickname for Benny, because we met in Mississippi, is Benny and the Jets. It's so obvious, and I'm sure everybody says it to him, but we just have a lot of fun convincing back and forth. All right, this isn't fun. Talking about Libya, and there's all kinds of angles on Libya, and the president is taking some heat. Obviously, we've talked about it here in America tonight, the daily dose of how much money is going out the door on these missiles. And the press today tried to explain that away and also said something about no boots on the ground. Can you expand on that, Benny? What was the scoop there?
Well, you know, the president's been taking a lot of criticism as to what exactly America's role is in this engagement in Libya, specifically from Speaker Boehner, who actually wrote a letter to the president today upon his return from El Salvador. Speaker Boehner called the president out, saying that his policy in Libya is kind of contradictory, because in a previous speech the president said that that Gaddafi needed to step down. That's one thing that the president came out and said. But Speaker Boehner said that this is contradictory because the United States is supporting a UN resolution that doesn't necessarily call for the regime change. So, you know, the fact that the president is coming out and the White House is coming out and saying that absolutely not, we're not having troops on the ground, I mean, it stirs up the pot here in Washington, because it's sending mixed signals to congressmen, to the House, and to the Senate. And, you know, the president is just taking, some heat on this situation. And, you know, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton came out and said, you know, kind of went along the same lines and kind of tiptoeing around that question after talking with Diane Sawyer. Diane Sawyer asked her, you know, what is our position in Libya? What is this transition to the coalition? What does that mean? And, you know, Secretary of State Clinton basically said, you know what, the UN resolution says, you know, in a broad sense, that it's a humanitarian support system, support program. But it doesn't necessarily say that other countries can't go ahead and send ground troops in and look for the ouster of Gaddafi. That's one thing that the United States isn't necessarily pushing for, obviously, because Obama's come out and said that he's not putting ground troops on. But, you know, questions still rise whether Obama would be satisfied if Gaddafi stayed in power in Libya.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly the back and forth that's happening in D.C. and is happening on these airwaves and everywhere else, I think that Washington might not have, or 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Benny, might not have been prepared for the repercussions of the reaction, I think, to the most liberal of Democrats, like Dennis Kucinich, who was talking about possible impeachment, to even a lot of moderate Democrats who aren't happy by this, what's happened now in Libya. So we move from Libya, though, to a one-year anniversary of the Affordable Health Care Act. And what's the conversation there inside the Beltway? Because I guess in some senses it's about protecting it, and in other circles it's about getting rid of it, right?
Most definitely. Most notably, actually, coming from the Republican majority in the House, it's definitely about getting rid of it. That was something that they included in their pledge to America before the November, the midterm elections in November, and that's something that they're sticking to, now in the one-year anniversary. The debate on healthcare kind of flew under the radar for a while as this unrest in the Middle East kind of sparked up. But now in the one-year anniversary, the debate has come back, and it's sure to be here and to be whirling around the circles of D.C. in the next 2 years, because it's going to be a major, major stepping stone for anyone who's trying to run for president in 2012. And one thing I will add is that, Speaker Boehner has come out and said that, and I'll quote him, he says, "We will do, as the Republican majority, whatever we can to ensure that Obamacare is never fully implemented. And, you know, just to attest to that, you know, there's been a number, obviously it was repealed in the House. It's not going to, that's not going to get passed into the Senate, but there has been the, you know, the tweaking of the 1099 bill, or the 1099 provision, I'm sorry. You know, that was something that they fixed. And I think the bill is just so big that it's not going to take a full repeal of the bill. I mean, I think little tweaks here and there, and those are going to happen within the next 2 or 3 years going down the line, I think.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be completely thrown out. I think that's what you're going to find. It's going to be more tweaking than anything else, because probably there's going to have to be some compromise there. And finally, because this week Congress isn't in session, but some of the people certainly are in town. Some of the folks are in town, and most, though, are maybe out visiting with constituents or with family or doing whatever they're doing. But it'll be a big agenda when they come back to Washington, and it includes – once again, this temporary budget, because April 8th is when it expires again. This would be the sixth. They've already had six extensions where they pushed it forward. Do you think it's going to be number seven or no, there might be an outside chance that the government shuts down?
Well, you know, in this last extension, there were a number of Democrats who voted against it, and there were a number of Republicans who crossed their party line. So, you know, people are fed up with these extensions, albeit Republicans are, you know, mildly satisfied that they're still cutting $2 billion a week. But, you know, no one wants to continue down this road because the fiscal year 2012 is just around the corner, and we haven't even started talking about that budget yet. So, one ongoing trend on the Hill is that Republicans, you know, they're becoming more open to budget compromise. They're looking towards more long-term negotiations aimed at settling somewhere between the middle. If you remember the original House GOP bill, the House bill included $61 billion in cuts, while the Democratic alternative included around $10 billion in cuts. Now the problem is that many sources say that there are Democrats who don't want to take such deep cuts. So $10 billion is kind of their threshold. And whereas Republicans, specifically those who are affiliated with the Tea Party, they're threatening to hold out for the full $61 billion that was included in the original House bill. So there are a few congressmen and women, you know, both from the extreme left and right, I would say, that, might be the main problem in coming to a compromise. But, you know, I think the chance of a government shutdown is less likely to happen than a compromise to be made.
Yeah, I agree with you. Benny Martinez, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again down the line. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, let me set the stage for you for this hour. We're going to have a conversation with a guy named Chris Barr. He happens to be a talk radio host in Little Rock, Arkansas. He and his son were traveling from Arkansas to California. He got the big bad hassle from the TSA. Really, his 18-year-old son was the victim of, I think, a ridiculous shakedown by Homeland Security, TSA, et cetera, all the way down the line, even the FBI. Why? What was that about? You got to be kidding me. We're going to talk about it at the tail end of the hour. Also, we've got a dungeon moment and odds and ends. But coming up next, Buddha Man. Who's thriving and surviving in college hoop? Stick around, baby. You don't want to miss this.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals. And that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting C-Energy. C-Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is the best time of the year to catch college hoops. Why? Because many of you, I'm sure, are invested, if you know what I mean. Are you in a couple of brackets even at work? Perhaps you laid down some do-re-mi in Vegas, I don't know, but I guarantee a lot of you are just tearing your hair out when you look at some of the teams that have made it in and some of the teams that didn't make it in that you thought were going to be there. I'll tell you what, Steve Boone, he's the best man. Da Buddha is in the house to break it down for us. How you doing, Steve-O?
Well, you know, I'm back from Vegas, and it took me the first two rounds of the tournament to figure out exactly what they mean when they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Kate, what they're talking about is your money. The only thing that stays in Vegas when you go back home is your money. That's it.
No kidding. That's the truth. I'll tell you what. I took such a deep gasp when Duke barely made it by because I have Duke winning the whole thing. And
me
I was
too.
Like,
they don't call the Dukes a hazard for nothing.
No kidding. So what? How would you describe so far what we've seen in this tournament?
Well, I mean, my Final Four is still intact, the one that I gave you on the air last week. I think we've seen exactly, you know, few surprises. Richmond's a surprise. Obviously, Marquette, another surprise. No one thought BCU would make it this far. And by the way, I've got them going to the Elite Eight and beating Florida State. But I guess we'll go over game by game at some point. I did scratch down a few tips for people about to bet this Sweet 16. The first one is to realize that in the past two seasons, the favorites have owned it in this round. 12 out of the last 16 in the past 2 years have been the favorites. And then when you have those rare double-digit dogs, they're 9-5 against the Vegas spread. That's in the Sweet 16 since 1999. In this year, we have Richmond as a 10.5 point dog. I don't think they can beat Kansas, but I do think they're talented enough. They have the veterans. I do think they can stick with them and cover that 10.5 point spread.
All right, that's good advice. Let's go for it. Let's go through these games. Ohio State and Kentucky. Man, I'm lost in the sauce here. I'm counting on you, Buddha. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the Wildcats under John Calipari, they may just have the best chance of anyone to expose the one and only flaw that this Ohio State Buckeye team has. If you have a lengthy backcourt that can handle the ball, you're going to expose Ohio State defensively on the perimeter. And once they come out to guard you, they got Brandon Knight and Deron Lamb. Once they come out and guard these guys, they're just going to dump it into the 6'7" Darius Miller and 6'6" DeAndre Liggins. I mean, they are really, really set to expose these guys. The dog is definitely going to bark here. I don't know that Kentucky can beat this team outright, but I would take the 5.5 points. I just like the way they match up. And if anyone's going to beat Ohio State, it's Kentucky. So getting the 5.5 points here. And listen, as a general rule, whenever you really don't know what to do on a game, either take the points or pass.
Points or pass. You just made a whole lot of people happy listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky, who are diehards at WVLK.
Well, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. If we drop down further in the east, Marquette and UNC.
Yeah, Marquette and UNC. I mean, North Carolina, past 2 weeks have just been horrific against the line. A lot of people out there thinking that North Carolina owes them a bunch because they're 0-5 versus the number. Marquette, you know, one of only two Big East teams still breathing. They've had their share of grinders in Big East play. They scored 75 points or more. That's what stands out to me about Marquette. 75 points or more 18 times and shot 47% from the floor. Is that good enough to beat North Carolina? I don't know, but I do think they can cover this 4.5-point spread, so I would take the dog again here with Marquette plus the points. Points are going to be a big factor in this one.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to our team that we have winning it all. You've been talking about them, Duke. You call them the Dukes of Hazzard. I love that. Duke and Arizona.
Yeah, so Duke's the big 9-point favorite against Arizona. And unlike the rest of the world, me and you, we don't read too much into these Blue Devils, you know, the close call against Michigan State last Sunday. I think the Wolverines deserve credit. I think they had a great game plan. I think they had the cojones to battle back from double digits. But those of you out there, here's the warning. Those of you out there that think that Duke's knockout power is gone, remember this. Blue Devils' last 9 victories prior to the 73-71 close call over Michigan were all by double-digit margins. So while some people may think that the odds makers got it wrong here, let me tell you something. The odds makers are not morons. They know what they're doing. 9 is the right line. Lay the 9. Stay with Duke. They get this win by double digits.
All right, so Duke. UConn, and you picked it, SDSU. They've been fun to watch.
Yeah, and you know what? I was wrong. I thought, you know, everybody was talking about the big talking points before the tournament was be careful with the kids with the weak legs and Connecticut, you know, obviously they're 7-0 straight up and against the spread. Five victories in 5 days during their march to the Big East tourney. And everyone's talking about, you know, how tired they are. Let me tell you something. The only one tired is the bookmakers for paying out bets on Connecticut. Keep betting Connecticut. You don't stop now. These kids are fine. They'll rest in the off season. They're so pumped up. They've got so much emotion that I think there's no stopping them. They are one of the most talented teams, you know, in this tournament. I take Connecticut, pick 'em against San Diego State.
Ooh, okay. If we slide across, we start bottoms up, southeast, BYU and Florida. We have a lot of people listening to us who are huge BYU fans. They're stoked. What happens? And also Gator fans, WMEL, we got a big station. We love it, the Space Coast, and they're all about the Gators.
Well, look, BYU played a nearly flawless game versus Gonzaga last Saturday. They blew them out, 89-67. And, you know, everyone's real hyped up about BYU. But I got to tell you, my honest feeling is that they're headed back home, courtesy of a veteran Florida team that when you look at them, they really don't have one weakness. I mean, you could maybe say they're foul shooting, but that seems to be back in place. Plus, they got a big payback from last year. Jimmer Fredette dropped 37. 7, ended Florida's 12-game winning streak. In the big dance, they beat them 99-92 in double overtime. Everyone remembers that. Nobody more than this Florida team. But, you know, as I look at this game, it's going to be an open court, free-flowing game. I think the advantage goes to the deeper, more athletic team. I think the deeper, more athletic team is Florida. I give them the edge here. I go with Florida, lay the 2.5. Sorry for that. You're going down.
Butler in Wisconsin. Who do you like in this one?
Well, whenever you need more wine, you always call the Butler. I mean, UM is making its third trip to the Sweet 16 under Bo Ryan, and you know what? They had a big win, 70-65, against Kansas State last Saturday. But let me tell you something, the Butler Bulldogs, these guys are flat out on fire. They will light you up like a Christmas tree. 11-game win streak under Brad Stevens. They're 14-2 straight up in March. This team is tough. This team is tested. They got last-second victories over Old Dominion. And don't forget, number one seed Pittsburgh went down. All that, plus you're getting 4.5 points. Give me the Butler.
All right, here we go again with Florida. Seminole fans abound. VCU and Florida State.
You know, and I got to tell you, those people listening from Florida State, I would probably like the Seminoles here. If your big man, 6'9", Chris Singleton, leads the team in scoring and rebound, was healthy. But let's face it, this big guy, he's far from his normal self. That much we know for sure. I mean, he played 26 total minutes off the bench. He had only 2 of 7 from the field. He got only 4 rebounds. He got 7 fouls in that span. I mean, that's not something you can count on. Plus the Seminoles, you know, they only make 66% of their free throws, 33% of their trays. These guys are flat out inconsistent on offense. And, you know, I look at how they did for the year, 513 turnovers versus only 401 assists. I mean, and the other factor that you just have to consider, me as a handicapper, it's the number one factor, the gut. VCU is dripping with confidence. I love the teams with confidence at this stage of the tournament. Again, dogs are barking. I'm going to take the 3.5 points here. I'm going to go with VCU. They're on their way to the Elite Eight, baby.
Sweet. Last team, and we only have like a minute, so Kansas and Richmond.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. The big stat, rare double-digit dogs are 9-5 versus the line in the Sweet 16 since 1999. Take the 10.5 points here. Go with that trend. And Richmond, they don't win this game, but they're veterans. They hold the line, and they get inside the number.
All right, fabulous talking to you. Great, great, great info. Steve Budin, Da Buddha, go to picknation.com. Check it out. Great info. Steve, thanks.
You got it, Kate.
Talking about the Florida teams, Florida State and Florida, I know a lot of you like actually both of those teams, but how many people have Duke? We're going to push it down court and give you the headers coming up around the bend, plus a dungeon move and squeezing in some odds and ends.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How lucky can one guy be?
Lucky for you, you tuned into America Tonight. On the overnight highway that is fraught with potholes. And let me tell you, we got a bunch of them. One big one coming out of D.C. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. In fact, that is our dungeon moment. But first, let's hit the headers. Some quick things. One from the world of entertainment. I'm just going to throw this in at the top, okay? Elizabeth Taylor dies, 79 years old. If you look at the photographs of her, because some people don't know much about Elizabeth Taylor, if you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, even really if you're in your 40s, you know the later Liz Taylor stuff, like her friendship with Michael Jackson and her activism toward eradicating AIDS and donating money and that sort of stuff and her crazy marriages and whatever. But she really, truly was a siren of the screen back in her day. She had a couple of really, really big hits. Cleopatra, she was known for that. She was known for the portrayal of Virginia Woolf. And a slew of other things. National Velvet when she was just a kid. She was a beauty for sure in her day. If any of you young guys out there, just Google her and check out her early photos. Just incredible. And that's what all the men that married her said. They were just sucked in by what Liz Taylor was all about. So Liz Taylor dead at the age of 79. You can bet they'll throw a big, big memorial for her. Lindsay, the nutball Lohan, who cares, but I'm going to mention it because she's rolling the dice, baby, rolling the dice. Decides with that whole necklace deal. She's got how much money? She walks out of a store with a necklace that's worth $2,500. So she decides, instead of taking a plea deal, to go to trial. So she's going to take her chances that she doesn't end up in an orange jumpsuit somewhere. On to bigger things as far as headlines are concerned. Libya. The president returns back to the U.S. and a lot of questions abound, and he's trying to stamp out the questions. The biggest thing I think he said on the day that you need to know, because we've been talking about it in our backyards because we're paying for all of the missiles that are being fired in Libya, at least U.S. missiles, the Tomahawk comes to mind the most. Well, what the president is saying, no ground troops. Absolutely no ground troops. Hopefully for him, not famous last words, and for us as well, since our military couldn't be stretched more thin, and we do not need another war. Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, are you kidding me? No. And a lot of questions still about the rebels and who takes over. The rebels are struggling. Who emerges as this incredible leader to take over a new regime in Libya? Japan, a lot of Americans who just can't bear to see the sad struggles that are being played out across our smaller screens or our giant plasma screens. The destruction, the sadness, the bodies, the whatever. It's now been a couple of weeks since the earthquake, the tsunami, and of course the big thing that all of us are concerned about, the nuclear power plant, the Fukushima power plant that still is leaking radiation. Why are people so stubborn? I'm not a nuclear scientist by any stretch. And what I know about nukes, you could probably fit into a shoebox. I'm a smart enough lady that I can certainly do research, just like all of you can do it. And certainly the people who make their living on it know about the dangers in this situation where you're trying to put it out. Listen, get the cement in there. Stuff it with cement and sand and be done with it. Figure out a way to do that now. Please. Some of you listening to us, and this is a big headline, because of what's happening in Japan, I've talked about this before, you're going to see technology things shoot up, like those TVs I just mentioned. They'll cost you more because of parts and things that aren't being made in Japan. There is a lot of trade between our friends and the U.S., so there are a lot of things that will be obsolete. They won't be available, like some of the cars. And also some of the TVs and that kind of stuff. But here's the big deal. When I said the word cars, we have a lot of people listening to America Tonight in a cool plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. My friends, I'm telling you, I am saying the prayers for you. I got my fingers crossed because somebody hit me up today, sent me a text message. Whoa, look out. Toyota is saying that they're going to have to shut down U.S. plants. They're going to have to shut them down. I mean, all of them, I don't know. Really, what I heard was that all 13 of the factories in the United States, Canada and Mexico, so our friends in Canada too, you're going to see there's going to be a possible shutdown because of parts shortages from Japan. That's the big thing here. So it doesn't mean that the plants will stop working, that they have to be ready in case the need comes up. But there's going to be an interruption. There's going to be an eruption, I guess that's what it is. And since the mother of all earthquakes slammed into Japan back on March 11th, this is the thing. Some of the auto parts, some of the production of it has been able to kick in. Toyota basically employs about 25,000 manufacturing and research and development folks in North America. Like I said, I know many of you out there listening to America Tonight are some of those people. So we got our fingers crossed for you, I'm telling you. We do. It's a rough situation, and this is just the beginning of this. There are a lot of things people aren't thinking about,
but you're going to start to feel the trickle down of this. All right, let's get to our dungeon moment. This one's a shocker, I'm telling you. Somebody who travels, this scares me to death. We're on our own, folks. So two planes luckily landed safely Wednesday morning at Reagan National Airport. And you say, well, you know, there's lots of flights in and out of Washington, tons of flights, right? So what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is they couldn't reach anyone at the air traffic control tower. Couldn't reach anyone. Hello? Hello? Flight 1216. Are we cleared for landing? Nothing. Zippo. You can hear crickets. The FAA is not talking about this. In fact, I tried to get a comment. I knew I wouldn't get anything, though. They're not going to say anything at this point. But just for grins, I tried. So what they're saying is all they know, basically, is the controller didn't respond, and they're trying to figure out why. It happened just after midnight, or just after 12:10 a.m. Just after 12:10 a.m., an American Airlines plane tried to call the tower to get the clearance to land, got no answer. The plane had been in contact with a regional air traffic controller, and a controller told the pilot that he couldn't contact anyone at the tower either. That is crazy. So the tower was unmanned. It had to be. Then another flight comes in about 15 minutes later. They have this United flight. They couldn't reach the tower. They land without any problems. Whew, thank goodness. Do you know how easy it would be to have had a disaster of unbelievable proportions? I can think back in my mind to maybe, I want to say maybe 15, 16 years ago. I'd have to nail the exact date down. I'd have to Google it and whatever. But I'm shooting off the top of my head because it just is coming back to me. Remember in Los Angeles, LAX, where there was a debacle in the tower and two planes that had landed hit each other, and there were people killed in that. In fact, I interviewed a guy from Lompoc Air Force Base. He was an airman there who had escaped injury, but, you know, the plane was on fire, and he was lucky to be alive. And this was because of some crazy thing at LAX where the tower, there was confusion in the tower. Here you have an unmanned tower. So the United flight luckily lands, too. And then after that, the controller was back in the tower. The FAA, the only thing they really say is they're looking into what the deal is. Apparently, it's staffing problems. Even the transportation windbag, Ray LaHood, the secretary, ordered the FAA to schedule two controllers on the overnight shift. This is ridiculous. It's outrageous. You cannot. This is what happens. This is what happens. This was deregulation. This was all this nonsense now that's happened with air traffic controllers and trying to pinch a penny. Here's where you don't want to pinch pennies. Give me a break. Do you ever see the movie Pushing Tin? Rent Pushing Tin. I swear. Pushing Tin is pretty dead on to sometimes what happens in these towers. I know two people who work in a tower, and they tell me unbelievable stories. In fact, I don't want to talk to them because I hate it when I fly and I know all these things. So without further ado, Donovan Madsen, let's open up the dungeon. And I'm going to say that we have to throw the idiots at Reagan National Airport in Washington, in charge of the air traffic controllers, whoever is the head of the head, which you can't find him because he's missing in action, let's throw them, Mr. X, in the dungeon.
Hold on a moment. I'm trying to find him. I'm getting no response from the tower. Oh, they're there.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, really, honestly, too dangerous. One controller in the tower at a time, give me a break. I mean, even in the morning, it doesn't matter what time. These airports, they can't figure it out. Or the one controller. Here's the thing, dude. If he was going to the bathroom, you got to hold it in. You have to hold it in because there are planes out there. You are pushing tin. You are pushing tin with people's lives at stake. It's infuriating. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to continue down this transportation highway. Coming up next, check out this story, TSA issues with a talk show host, no less, really his son, when they were traveling from Little Rock, Arkansas to California. You don't want to miss this one. We're pushing it down the road. Stay with us.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
TSA, ooh, nothing gets under my skin more. All of you have been through my travel nightmares and some of the other folks that we've talked to on the show in the past probably 4.5 years who have had nightmarish experiences. But this is awful. What we learned of earlier this week, and you might have seen it on the GCN website, Chris Barr and his son just traveling to California. And unfortunately, because of a name, it seems, the TSA decided to trip them up. I'm going to let him tell his story. His son, Brady, who is 18 years old, goes by the last name of Barraza, which is the family's Bass surname. So that would be right before or pre-Ellis Island. And trust me, I know all about that with the Irish thing. But I've never been tripped up on that with the TSA. So this is something new. Chris, first of all, let's re-rack this here because I wanted you really to tell the story. Set it up for us. You were going from Little Rock with your son to California, I'm assuming, for a family trip, right?
Yes, that's right. And we've traveled at least twice a year, sometimes three or four times a year, through the same airport to California. My son's actually traveled more than I have because sometimes he goes to visit friends and family out in California. So this isn't the first or second or fifth or 12th time we've done this and gone through TSA. My son keeps a dossier with him, so he has a notarized documentation of his use of the family name Barasa rather than Barr. This has never been a problem until yesterday when they pitched a fit about his ticket having a different name, having the name Barasa rather than Barr that is on his birth certificate. Well, we've traveled there. We've always done this. It's never been an issue. And obviously he's 16, or he's 18, excuse me. He looks 15 or 16. He doesn't look dangerous. He isn't dangerous, but he is very well schooled on freedom and freedom issues. So we figured, okay, well, they'll pat us down. They'll give some more security. They do that often, whatever. But instead, they brought out the federal manager for TSA of the facility. They brought out the head of security, and they brought out an investigator from the Department of Homeland Security. Then they called the Little Rock Police Department. We suddenly found ourselves surrounded by five fully armed police officers, and literally surrounded. There were also numerous supervisors and lead officers from DHS surrounding outside of them. We actually got there earlier than usual. We got there an hour and a half early, and it was a really slow day, so it seems as though they just had extra time on their hands. But in any case, they wouldn't permit us to fly, and I don't know how much of it was ineptitude, how much of it is power trip, because they were well aware, because they asked for more than an hour before this happened, what time is your flight, do you have bags on, how many bags do you have. So they had more than adequate availability of getting our bags off the plane if they were not going to let us fly, but they didn't do that either. Our bags flew out to California, and we were still left there. Not being permitted to get on the flight. And they finally, mid-morning, called us back, the investigator, and told me that I was now authorized to fly, but my son would not unless he changed the name on the ticket to Barr. So it had nothing to do with any security issues. It had nothing to do with danger or lack of danger. It's just a name on a ticket. And they told us if we made this change, my son was actually going to, as he said, we went to the airport, found out that Southwest would change the name. So he said, okay, he was initially going to fight them, and if he couldn't win on the 12-hour later flight, then he would change the ticket. But then he decided to go ahead and change the name and just get it out of the way because the DHS said, if you'll just do this, then we'll let you fly. Well, when we got there at 4 o'clock, 2 hours before the flight, they went through everything all over again, and we barely were able to catch a flight as they my son had done exactly what they said. If you do this, we'll let you fly. And they still wouldn't, and almost didn't let him, and put more than an hour of trouble.
Wow. We're speaking with Chris Barr, who, by the way, happens to be a local in Little Rock, Arkansas, talk host. He's got a news talk program there. Did they realize who they were messing with? The power of the airwaves, my friend. And when all this was going on, were you just kind of scratching your head saying, wow, this is surreal. I can't believe this. I don't understand. What did that process feel like to you?
Well, it was exactly like that. I told him, look, we come through here two or three times a year or more. In fact, one of the police officers in the afternoon recognized me. He said, you come through here all the time, don't you? And I said, well, it's several times a year. He said, yeah, I know, I've seen you. And so the police were fine with it. It was TSA on a power trip. And I told them about how much we come in there, and they didn't care. They said, every time you come here, it's all over again, new, and it doesn't matter. So, yeah, we could see it was a combination of power trip, ineptitude. One of the investigators told me, when you enter the TSA area, you are willingly giving up your rights from search and seizure, your rights against undue search and seizure. And I looked at him, I said, that sounds unconstitutional to me, and that was greeted with silence. They asked at one point, are you sovereigns? And I said, well, what is, I'm not sure what you mean by that. And they said, well, we've had people espousing things like you're saying that call themselves sovereigns, and sovereign groups have made threats against TSA and DHS. And I said, well, I know some people who call themselves sovereigns, but I don't know of any groups that any of them belong to. It was very surreal. They called the FBI. The FBI asked my son what was his address when he was 5 years old, and he couldn't remember. He guessed at something that was close. But eventually the Little Rock police then took over with the FBI, because at first it was TSA. And then the Little Rock police finally hung up and said, well, the FBI said they're through with them, they're okay. And the response from DSA when he from TSA when he told them that was, well, we're not done yet. So
wow.
He continued.
Wow, TSA so out of bounds. So this, what do you do next? You have to just be, I know you're trying to enjoy yourself in California, I'm sure you are, but what do you do when you come back and you get back into the everyday flow of your life? What do you do, what do you and Brady, what are the repercussions? What can you do? What do you think you guys will do? Anything?
Well, Brady has already said when we get back, he said, I'm going down there and I'm going to the top. I'm going to let them know. He really wants to give them a piece of his mind and complain about what happened. He was fuming. In the afternoon, they did let me go through. In fact, it's pretty funny because I've never gone through with so little trouble in the afternoon, because normally they pat me down, not always, but usually, and they go through my things. But they put me right through in the afternoon once they separated from him, my son, and I just sat at the end watching him, and they kept coming and talking to me, well, we're almost done. That went on for more than an hour with them telling me we're almost done. My son actually had to help them because they said we don't know about what happened in the morning. So he had the number of the investigator from the morning, and he called that man up, who then called the afternoon people. So my son actually had to help TSA to do their job because apparently the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And if my son hadn't gotten the phone number from the DHS investigator, he may not have made it here with me to California.
Yeah, just a crazy situation. We have a minute or so left, but it does make you wonder, as I said before I went to you, Chris, I've heard so many stories, different twists and different turns from your story, but just as horrific. You just got to say to yourself, what is the deal with these, with TSA? Is it just a federal agency out of control? Is it, as you said, do you think it's a power trip thing?
Yeah, it's absolutely an agency out of control. It's an agency that there's in reality no use for. In Israel, they have an intelligent way that they take care of these things, and they don't have plane bombings where they have bombings all the time. We're not safe today because of TSA. We're just delayed and wasting huge tens of millions of dollars on, well, just at Little Rock alone, there were 20 to 30 people that we could see and who knows how many behind the scenes being paid premium federal salaries. You know, federal government employees receive higher compensation than non-federal. That's a matter of fact. And they're people that are uneducated largely, and they're just on a power trip. So it's a bad deal, no matter how you look at it. And then when you have these kinds of things happen where they're just trying to let we, the people, know that they're in charge, that's unconstitutional. They're public servants, but they're acting like they are in charge of us.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Perfect way to end this interview. Chris Barr, the best to you and your son. Go get them. And so sorry this happened to you, and thanks so much for filling us in here on America Tonight.